Recording.
Okay. Boker Tov, everyone. Lag BaOmer Sameach, I guess. For those people who are getting haircuts and et cetera, enjoy. We are continuing now with another point, which is critical for our. We've gotten a lot of questions on this. And what happens when Mashiach comes and now there's no more Bechira Chavshis? What happens to our Avodas Hashem? How does it work? What's the schar? What is Yemosa Mashiach considered all of Abba? And you get the reward and there's no Avoda anymore? That's what we're going to discuss in this segment. We're going to discuss the famous Ramban and the Maharal on this. But now, before that, just to introduce that concept, we're going to read the Derech Hashem together, which is really the kuntris at the end of Derech Hashem. He prints in all books of the Maimar HaIkrim, it's called, the article of the essentials, okay? So it's a little bit's going to be repetitive, but it's going to bring together everything we've discussed, and then we can go forward into the Ramban. Says the Ramchal, Hine, Mivchar ha-min ha-enoshi hu Yisrael, the chosen species, a human species, is Yisrael. V'hu am ha-ma'atadim lidveikus bo Yisbar. This is the nation that's job is designated to have veikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ro'uy lahem. And it is fitting for them to be crowned with incredible holiness. The Shekhinah should be on Am Yisrael. They should get their shleimus with this ad sheyizgu letova amiti, until they are zoche, they merit to get the real good. That was the fake good. The real good is the olam haba, not Mashiach. Vitzarech sheteda. Now he's going to explain in a few paragraphs the general system of how the world works, how Hashem set up the world. This is a classical Derech Hashem idea, but it's going to vis-a-vis Yemos Mashiach. Bitzarech sheteida. You need to know. She'af al pi she'atova hamitit niknit mikol echad bechad b'fnei atzmo k'fi ma'isav. The ultimate good, the true ultimate good, every single individual has to earn himself according to his actions. Umnam ein klal habriya mishtalem, but the general, that was a specific individual. But the general creation, the entire creation, doesn't reach its shleimus ad shetisader klal ha'uma hanivcheret. First, the uma hanivcheret, the chosen people, have to do their shleimus first. Okay, b'seder nachon, in the correct order, v'tishtalem b'chol atureha. And it will, Jewish people will get their shleimus with all of their crownings, all of the frills, v'titad beik ba b'shechina, and they will cleave to the Shechina. The achar gam, after that tikkun is made by the Jewish people, yagi ha'olam lematzav ha'shalem. Then the world can arrive at its tikkun, his ultimate tikkun. V'yizku ha'pratim, all of the people and the individuals, the prat, Kol echad ve'echad kifi mashe zacha b'maisav. Each person is going to get his shleimus based on what he did. Ve'ulam, davar ze in adayin lo nishlam b'tchilas abriya v'ad heina. This shleimus has not happened from the beginning of the creation until now. Ki miyad shenivra, from the second that he was created, Adam chata, he sinned. Adam Arishon, ve'achakach shehitchilu ha'avos. Afterwards, the avos began. Ve'nimshechu habanim achareihem. The children came after the ancestors. Lios am sevula, Im kol zeh, with all this, the avos, etc., and the shvatim and us, me'olam lo nishlam hadavar karaui, the world was never reached its perfection as it should. Mipnei kama chataim, because of many sins, shenizoru b'machor, that threw us backwards, the world, mitikun ashale, from the ultimate tikun. Nimtza, shal kol panim tzarech shenagia lezeh, we have got to reach this. Shetia uma b'shleimusa, the nation has to be shalem, b'chol atnai matzrichim la, with all the conditions that are needed. V'tikabel habriya, and then the entire world will reach its creation, shleimusa. V'az yikba olam mematzav ha-metukam, then it will be fixed in its metukan, its fixed state. Shebo yikavu ha-tzadikim lehana ha-nitzchis, and the tzadikim will be getting absolute pleasure, eternal pleasure. V'tieh ha-nasam ba kol echad of yamaisim, each one gets what he deserves. No freebies. Now, mihine, last paragraph, and then we'll move to the Ramban. Shata alfei shana, 6,000 years, hegbila hachachma elyona la'avodas b'nei adam. 6,000 years is what the limit that Hashem put, the das elyona, Hashem's infinite wisdom, put on the world, on humans, and their hishtadlus ala shleimus, to become perfected. 6,000, 220 years left, berech, according to our calculations. Ve'achar kach yischade sha'olam b'tzura acheret. Then the world is going to be established in a whole new way, brand new. Re'uy lema she'yase bo achreche. And it's going to be roy for what's coming later. After that, da'ainu ha'na anitzki she'zochim bo. That is olam ha'emes, which is pure good. The Mashiach is going to be the transition from now, which is not metukan, to the tikkun of Mashiach, and then that transition is going to catapult us into the ultimate olam ha'nitzchis, the eternal good, the eternal world. V'terem yichlu sheshes alafim, before the 6,000 years is over, hine tzarech shetamod ha'uma hanivcheret, we have to stand up, the chosen people, b'matzava ha'shalem, in its metukan state, shiyuchlu la'atek ha'dvarim achar kach ha'nitzchis, so they can move everything forward into the world of the eternal world. That's what he's saying here. What is the means to go from this world to the next world in the tikkun state? He says, "Ha'emtzai lezeh echad mizera David." It's going to be one of the descendants of David HaMelech. She yivcharu Adon Baruch Hu lezeh. Hashem is going to pick him. V'yazreu, he's going to help him, shiatzliach bo, he's going to win, he's going to succeed. V'hu, melech ha-mashiach. V'yitzano, al yado, by way of Mashiach, yitaknu Yisrael tikkun gadol. Mashiach will make the tikkun for Klal Yisrael, the kol ha-briach areim. And then afterwards, as he said, the Ramban, the whole world's going to be schlepped along with the tikkun. Shiyir behatov b'kol hatzdadim. All good is going to be abundant from all directions. V'yasu hara legamre. All evil will be gone. Bein b'mash nogeh l'nefesh, u'bein mash nogeh l'guf. Whether it's emotional, spiritual, or physical. No corona. Nothing. Dehainu. What's the spiritual? Lev ha'evin yaselav lev basar. That heart of stone that we all have is going to become fleshy and soft again. Sarcastic cynicism, it's gone. Mehu, shetikav tegaber b'bnei Adam, it's going to be stronger in b'nei Adam, hanetia letovos. We're going to have a stronger inclination to do good. U'be'ofen shelo yimshuch l'acharei ha'chomer klal. We will not be pulled towards physicality at all. Ela yinatu tamid la'avoda v'latorah v'yitzgabruba. We're always going to have the inclination to go for Torah and avodas Hashem. that's what's going to be compelling within us, not to watch all the stuff, the movies, etc., etc. Ukeneged zet tir behashalva beharbacha. We're going to have increased peace and calm, tranquility. Velo yimtsu nizakim, velo hefsedim klal. No damages, no suffering, no pain, no hefsed, no losses. Vehu mashiv tichu anevim. Lo yir'au v'lo yashchitu b'chol har kochi. In all of Yerushalayim, there will be no evil and no destruction. It's over. No terrorism, nothing. V'lo yes sichlus v'olam. This one's the hard one to believe. There will be no stupidity in the world. That's a tough one. Everything else we can hear, but nobody's going to say everything is stupid now. Now you can say no stupidity. Elekol alevavos yu mole chachma. Everyone's heart is going to be full of wisdom. That's the biggest kiddush for me. Veruach HaKodesh yeshafuch HaKol Basar ba'ofet sheyizku lo HaKol bli koshi klal. They'll be able to reach this without any difficulty at all. Now, you can have a clarification, but I'm about to read a Ramban that's going to clarify this and answer a few kashas. Yeah, what the Maral just, the Ramchal just wrote in the Derech Hashem, the Ramban is actually going to clarify some of these issues for us. Okay, so I think we should go to him first, and then we'll come back if you still have your questions. Okay, so fine. So says the Ramban, this is a famous Ramban on Mashiach in Parshas Devarim, Perek Lamed. Nitzavim, Pasuk Vav is where we're quoting the Ramban from. The Pasuk says, and during the times of Mashiach, Umal Hashem Elokecha et Levavacha, he's going to circumcise our hearts, Vet Levav Zarecha, and our children's, La'ava es Hashem Elokecha, Bechol Levavacha, Bechol Nafshecha, Leman Chayecha. He's going to circumcise, okay, he's lifting out Modecha here. Just going back to the Shir Klali, he left it out. All of our hearts, with all of our hearts, all of our soul, for you, l'man chayecha, for you, Hashem. Says the Ramban on this, and this is the Mashiach topic. Famous Ramban. We're going to have a Maral explaining this as well. Vinira, minaksuvim. From, says the Ramban, we see from this psukim. Inyin ze she'omer, ki min habriya, from the creation, Haisa Rishus, from the beginning of creation, Haisa Rishus, Biyaha Adam, Lasos Kirtzono. Everyone can do whatever they want from the beginning of creation. Tzedek Oresha. You could be righteous, you could be wicked. It was a free choice. V'kol Zman HaTorah came. The whole time there was a Torah, this was the deal. You could do whatever you want. Kedei she'elehem zchus. So they could have merit. B'bchirasam b'tov. So that when you choose good, it means something. These are elementary principles for us. Ve'onesh b'irtzotam b'ra. You're going to get punished when you do bad, when you want bad, evil. Aval b'yemos ha-mashiyah, yeh b'chira b'tov b'hem teva. The decision to choose good is going to be natural. Ve'lo yis'ah b'halev l'ma she'eino ra'uy. And his heart is not going to have taiva and passion for that which is not fit. It's not fitting for him. That's the mila, the bris mila on the heart. Anis keres kan, that's mentioned in this pasuk. It's orla on the heart. It's a foreskin on the heart. No passion, no desire for bad. This is the point. Many people misread the Ramban. This is from Rav Bordiansky. It's like Bordiansky gave a shir on this Ramban and the Maral and the Derech Hashem we just did. This is not mine. He put it together. He says, many people think the Ramban says there's no free choice when Mashiach comes. It's over. The answer is no. There is free choice. There is free choice. We're going back to the state of Adam HaRishon, pre the chet of Adam HaRishon. That's what's going to happen at Mashiach. And he's going to explain. Shaya osa betivo masha roi lasos. Adam HaRishon in his nature did the right thing. He wanted good. He didn't have one thing and its opposite burning inside of him, to a desire for this bad and the desire for good simultaneously. He never had it. Kamosha Pirash, you say the Bracious. In Bracious, chapter Bays, Pasuk Tes, that's the other Ramban, another Marishon. Vizel Mashakatu by Yirmiyahu. This is what the Pasuk says. V'ine, v'yimimahem, nu'um Hashem, v'karati is Beis Yisrael, v'es Beis Yehuda, bris chadasha. This is what the Goyim quote. Okay, a new bris will be established at the time of Mashiach. Lo kabrit asher karati et avotam. Not like the bris that I made with your forefathers. That's what the Goyim quote. Ki zos habris asher echrot et Beit Yisrael. This new covenant with the Jews. Achrei hayamim ahem natanti es torasi bekirbom ve'alibom echtevena. I'm going to put it in their innards and carve it on their heart. I'll write it on the walls of their heart, whatever that means. Okay? It's a pasuk in the Navi. Zeu bitul hayetzer v'asos halev b'tivo ma'aseh haroi. Naturally, you're going to want to do good. V'kach yomar od v'yitem lahem l'elokim v'hem ayu li la'am. V'lo yilamdu od ish esre'eu v'ish esachiv le'mor du'u es Hashem. This is for the Kiru people. You're not going to have any more men telling us, hey, you know, Hashem is here. Why? Ki kulam yedu oso. Everyone's going to know Hashem. Miktanim ad gedolim. You're not going to have people saying, you know, there's Hashem in the world. There's a cure. It's gone. It's over. My job is gone too. No Musa. You're going to know it already. Ubiyedu kiyadua. Ki yetzer leva adam ra minur of the yetzer. The inclination of the heart of a man is evil from when he's a child, he's going to be gone. It's going to be over. We're not going to have that. V'tzrichim l'lamed osam u'bizmanahu ein tzrichim l'lamed osam. Oh, no. Unclear. Let's leave that. Elish yitbatel yitzram bizmanahu l'gamrei. So the Mefarshim on my new Ramban in the Masifta explain that you cannot say there's no free choice anymore during the days of Mashiach. There is free choice, just like Adam HaRishon had free choice. But the difference is that your natural state is not going to be confused. You're not going to say, should I learn, should I daven, or should I want to go do znos or whatever. No, that's not going to be something on your mind. Stealing versus doing the right. No. What's going to happen is, and the remez is from Kodem Adam HaRishon, the Chet. Adam HaRishon had free choice. And in fact, he messed up. He made the wrong choice. He ate from the apple. But the way that the Maharals explain it, and the way that the Derech Hashem explains it, and the way the Ramban explained it in Gracious, is that the Yetzer Hara, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, went inside of him. It became he was mixed up internally. He had two desires. But before that, his desire internally was only to do the right thing. Only. How did he mess up? From external snakes. You can have external things that mess you up, like Adam HaRishon. But you can't have an internal conflict. So the system is much easier to win. It means that you're not going to have, you're not going to say, oh, what should I do today? Should I learn or should I go watch the flicks? Okay, what should I do? There's no conflict anymore. You're not going to have a doubt internally. So maybe you're going to get convinced that, you know, you could do a bigger avoda if you try to eat from this and the Netflix, huh? No evil. No evil. Okay, so he's saying, so let me read to you Rav Brodyansky and the Maharal, how they explain this, okay? The Maharal says as follows. Am I out of time? I have a few minutes, Daniel Rostin. Yes, it's okay to go over 2 minutes. So the Maharal writes, Aval yebosa Mashiach, lo yuchal liknos kasher yirtze. You cannot make acquisitions, spiritual acquisitions, says the Maharal. This is in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Vav. You cannot make spiritual acquisitions as you wish, just because the chokhmah is out there, that everything will be open to you. No. Rak if yasher sider Hashem yisbarach, she yikne kol echad ve'echad lefi ma'alaso u'madregaso. You're only going to have this incredible Yetzer Tov based on how hard you worked now. U'madregaso ze b'kiyum ha'mitzvus v'asiyos ritzon yisbarach. Whatever you did here and started the process, did the process of attempting to get shleimus, that's the extent that you will be shalem, and you'll have your Yetzer Tov guiding you when Mashiach comes. Whatever you got, you earned here, that's the extent of how your Yetzer Tov will be in control during the Yetzer, Yemos HaMashiach. Okay? I'll read you now what, that's the Maral. Now, Rav Brodiansky quotes Rav Yecheskel Levenstein, his Mashgiach, when he was a bacher in Panovich. And he writes like this. This is a quote of Rav Brodiansky speaking about his Rebbe, Rav Levenstein, Yecheskel Levenstein. And this will clarify your kasha. Beginnings on everything. This is Rav Brodiansky saying, our avoda now before Mashiach is to begin everything. Many beginnings. What does that mean? V'lo litztamtzem, litztamtzem. Don't constrict yourself. La'avod rak b'dvarim misuyamim. Don't say, I'm working on this particular issue. Don't do that. Sha'arei, bein ko v'ko l'shleimus, ein anu yecholim lagia achshav. Regardless, meman afshach, you cannot reach shleimus now in this world. There's no time left. It's over. Okay? So what do you do? Ela ha'ikar hu l'shazek v'chol prate ha'avoda. Just try to strengthen yourself in as many areas of your avoda as possible. V'lilmod kol sefer musar. Read every book in Musa you can, Mirosho Vad Sofo, from cover to cover, just plow through, Almanat Lechoz B'mashu, Shalatchala, just grab a beginning. I don't know if I would agree with this, to tell you the truth, but listen with the point that he's trying to make. Bikol Hainyanim, in any area, just try to do some beginning of a showing that you want to change. Arouse yourself and try to do anything. A little maise is enough. Sha'az, because then, behigia 8, when the time comes, Mashiach, then, Mashiach, that period of Mashiach, since we've already began the process, now, we'll get the shleimus. The Zui Kabbalah Satorah. This was what it means to Mekabel the Torah. Lekabel Torah Shlema. Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh. Everything Hashem said we will do. Everything. The Kasher Matchilim. Once you begin this process, Ein Shum Musak. There is no kind way to conceptualize. Leta'er Lehechan Zochim La'agia. Mikoa Hasiyata Dishmaya Shemekabel. That siyata d'shmaya that we're receiving when Mashiach comes is going to be energized across the board. If we start across the board. If we don't start, the siyata d'shmaya won't be there for us. So that is the formula of what happens in Yemos HaMashiach. It's not that there's no schar. It's not that there's no onesh. There is, just like there was with Adam HaRishon before the chet. It existed. It's a much easier framework to win. It's very hard. It's going to be much easier to win. Now, how are we going to win? That winning is going to be defined by how strong we work now, our avoda now, to kovesh the hard job when the Yetzirah is within us, inside of us. Now it's going to be pulled out and only be an external fight. And to the degree that we're fighting now, and according to Rabbi Chaim Levenstein, he's saying, since the concept starts with siyata d'shmaya, That's how they define Yemos HaMashiach. Siyata Deshmaya. Anybody who comes to Mitayer himself, Hashem is Messiah to him. So now is the time of everybody who comes to Mitayer themselves. And the Siyata Deshmaya that comes afterwards is Yemos HaMashiach. That's what the Yemos HaMashiach is. Everybody wants to purify themselves. Hashem helps them. So now is the pure time when you want to purify. And Yemos HaMashiach is when the Siyata Deshmaya kicks in to propel us to Shleimus. That propelling to Shleimus, going back to the Derech Hashem, is going to sweep through the Jewish people who make it through this horrible, potential horrible time. And then that will drag along the Goyim along for the ride that were not oppressing the Jews before. Those Goyim, they're going to come along for the tikkun of the entire world in learning Ladas Hashem in the entire world. Any questions before? That's what I wanted to share today.
There are two questions.
Go ahead.
The first question is from Adam Litwin. Has the Rosh Yeshiva ever heard there's a Zohar that says that the Mashiach needs 210 years to establish his kingdom, and if there's only 220 left, that means he's got to come in the next 10? Has the Rosh Yeshiva heard this Zohar?
No.
Nope.
I didn't see it yet. Not in this. Not in any of my findings.
Keep an eye on it.
Next
question.
I haven't read Zohar, all the Zohar, so don't take that as...
I'm from Yaakov Kempf.
Yardside day, so maybe we should look for it. It's a Zohar day.
Second question from Yaakov Kempf. If really what's going to happen is we're only going to be as tahor, if you will, or as rid of our Yetzer Tov based on the work that we do now, and Adam Arishon screwed up in a few hours, it looks like from our perspective there's going to be a ton of people making a ton of mistakes pretty quickly. And therefore, how can it be so good for everybody when you have people messing up left, right, and center because they didn't do their work now?
I don't think anybody thinks it's messing up left, right, and center. It's going to be much easier to do the right thing.
But Adam Arishon didn't, and he didn't take him very long. One person, one day. We're going to have millions of people.
One day. Listen, you know that one day could have been 1,000.
Okay.
Gerald Schroeder's book, how many days were those hours were thousands of millions of years or something. Okay. Let's go fight there. Let's just do the right thing and not worry about what's going to be when it does. This is going to be a positive, not a negative. That's Pashut. Yemos HaMashiach, for those who are Zocha, is not going to be an episode of disaster. It's going to be incredible bracha and positive for us, for those people who now.
And last question, Rav Brodiansky was recommending we do all our beginnings. The Rosh Yeshiva was not sure, practically speaking.
No. I'm saying, listen, come on, you know. I'm starting to work on Muktzah. I'm starting to work on Shabbos. I'm starting to work on this. You're not going to get anything, really, if you don't. I'm not against. I hear the concept that he's saying. But necessarily beginning to just grab things randomly, you know, recklessly in the supermarket as you're going through and you have two of those, they used to have those game shows that if you would win 5 minutes in the supermarket to get whatever you want, put in your soup, you know, thing. That sounds like what he's saying here. I'm sure he didn't mean that. That sounds strange. We still have to be focused. We still have to do our Seder Ayom. We have to learn our Daf, learn our Tosfos, learn the Iyun, not just to run around just trying to show we want to begin whatever new topic we've never heard of, go into your day in the middle of your day and start learning all these halakhas we've never heard of before, Ribbis and this and all these. We're going to go nuts. We have to go straight methodologically. We have to try to mitaken ourselves as much as we can, kill our Yetzer Hara in as many places as possible, and try to do good. I hear the concept that he's saying everybody who starts the process, Hashem throws him a bone and helps him, and that equals Mashiach. I hear it. And it definitely should motivate us. In terms of the practical application of this principle, it's a little scary. Mishnah said it, but he wants you to do Musar Bikiyas. Musar Bikiyas. Just go through every Musar book you can from cover to cover, grabbing things that you can work on and just start. Show that you want it. Show that you want it, that you're not an anti guy, not a guy who's not interested. That's what he really wants. It's the show. I'm in 100%. I'm ready to dump this, dump that, dump the other one. And I'm not afraid. And when Mashiach comes, you get the turbo booster to explode in your tikkun of shleimus. Okay, we'll continue with the benefits and what happens in Yemos HaMashiach tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm not giving the Musar. Okay, next Sunday.
All Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We have a concept in a couple of places throughout Shas that a Jew's natural inclination is to do good, particularly when it comes to divorcing a woman. We had
not his inclination, his desire. His desire. Not his inclination.
Is there a difference?
He's got to be, for sure. He definitely has an inclination to do bad.
Doesn't that mean that every Jew...
Yetzer, Lev, Adam, Ra, Minu, Rav. The Yetzer of the heart of man is evil from when he's a young man. So there's no question the Yetzer Hara is in there. What the Rambam means that you can beat the man up till he says, I want to give my wife a get, is because, listen, even though he has a powerful Yetzer Hara that's guiding him to leave his wife as an aguna, she can't get married now, he won't let her get remarried. We beat him because we know what he really wants. His real desire is to do the good. But he's got tremendous Yetzer Hara problems, so the stick that you beat him with is going to try to beat up the Yetzer and remove it like a dibuk, get rid of his Yetzer Hara so that he can do the right thing. Have a good day, everyone.
Shkar Hara.
Thank you, Shkar.